welcome. You're here this morning, and tribute to all those with French descent, I suppose, and with the World Cup. Let me put this aside. So today's a special day. It's New Member Sunday, and we're welcoming new members into this community, this part of the body of Christ. And I'm so excited to be able to do this. And so today's message is essentially being community and witnessing the testimony of what it means to belong to the body of Christ. As you hear that through testimonies and as you witness that through dedication and through baptism this morning. So I want to begin with a prayer for us being a community together. Just an update from last week, we announced Pete and Alice Bransma, their son Tim was in a serious accident and broken back. He had surgery last Sunday and had jaw surgery on Friday and has a bunch of ribs broken. But so far all is well, and hopefully he comes home, what was it, today or tomorrow or something? So that is remarkable, the recovery that he has experienced, and we're praising God for that and pray that God will continue to bless him with health and strength. And then, my bad, last week I announced the Declares had a baby, and a baby girl. In fact, that's their oldest daughter. They had a baby boy named Mateo. Which bodes poorly for today, because there's a lot of names I'm going to have to introduce you to today. So I hope I make it through. Anyways, so we're grateful for new members as well. So let's come to God in prayer and give him thanks for being together today. Let's pray. Almighty God, we're glad that we can be here. And we're thankful that you have made everything that there is, and so we know we can depend on you, and we kneel before you today, God, and pray that from all of your resources, that you empower us, not just to have a lot of stuff, but that you empower us with inner strength so that we can live our lives to your honor and to your glory through the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray, God, that Christ will make his home in our hearts. That you will do so, Lord Jesus, today and every day, even as we trust in you. And so we pray that our roots will grow down into your love, O God, and that we'll be able to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep your love is. God, we want to experience the love of Christ. That's why we're here. That's why we devote our lives to you. That's why we commit to living in faithfulness. We want to experience your love. Even though it's far too great even for us to understand fully, we want to be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from you. And so we bring before you Tim Bransma and pray that you will continue to bless him with healing. Thank you, God, for the remarkable healing that he's experienced. We praise you, God, for keeping him in your care through this serious accident. And we pray, God, that you will continue to guide and lead all of our young families. Thank you for blessing the Declares with a little baby boy. And so, God, we pray that you will bless them, encourage them. And, Father, we give you thanks for the new members that we welcome today. God, we praise you for the way in which you gather your people. And so may we always be mindful of the way that you draw us together, not just individuals to you, but together as family. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And in being family, God, may we exalt you and bring honor and glory to your name. With your mighty power at work in us, Father, you're able to accomplish way more than we even would ask or even think about doing. So let us never forget to exalt you with glory and honor here in this church, and even as we glory in Jesus Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the new members that we're going to be introducing, I'm going to invite them to all come up on stage, and probably somewhere around here, I guess. And so just come on up, and I've got a few other introductory remarks to make while you're making your way up here. Everybody that was in that New Life Connects class, it was a great class, so much fun. So New Life Connects is a small group experience of 5 or 6 sessions, and it introduces you to the life of New Life, how it operates, and all of that kind of stuff. And we had several members join New Life through that class. When you become a member of New Life, you commit to a covenant together. And so I want us to review that covenant. It's going to be on the screen behind me. Because the covenant is saying, man, we want to be community. We want to be family. We want to reflect the body of Christ. And so in doing so, we want to, first of all, live a life of personal purity and relational integrity. But we also want to uphold the unity of this body, of this community of Christ, and support the leadership of the church, which doesn't necessarily mean singing happy birthday to the lead pastor, but whatever. Set aside time daily to cultivate a relationship with God through prayer and the word of God. We also want to commit to participating in public worship together on a weekly basis. We want to commit to supporting the ministry of New Life through faithful giving, the offering that we just took. We want to participate in a life group to be drawn into community and follow Jesus more faithfully. And also, we want to be able to extend this community because we've got good news to share. And so we want to help friends, relatives, neighbors into a relationship with Christ in this community of Christ. So, I'm going to introduce these. We had 10 people in the class. One couple had a baby right in the middle of the whole thing. Well, not in the class. Whatever. Anyways, and so they're going to be introduced in the first Sunday of August together with a baptism of their baby. That was Levi and Sierra Jones. We also had Stu Baker in the class. Stu Baker has been a member here ever since the church started, and he showed up at the new members class, of all things, which just goes to show you, you also are invited to a new members class, to New Life Connects. Stu did it just so that he could, I don't know, he never said that he was checking up on me, maybe that's what it was, but he wanted to meet new people, and he wanted to be able to encourage them and build them up as well. And so it was a beautiful thing having Stu in our class as well. And then here are the people in the class. We have Nathaniel and Carly Nachtigall, along with Jamie and Katie, and we're going to dedicate Eve in a moment. They're going to remain up here when we dismiss everybody else. And then their aunt, Janice Nachtigall, and they're joining from, transferring from another church. And so we welcome them as new members. And in a moment, when I'm all done, I'm going to invite you to extend a hand of welcome to all of them. And so we're so glad to have you here. And we've got parents here as well, just sitting in that corner. That's the Nachtigall section right there, right in the front down there. And so anyways, welcome. And then we have Dan and Holly Campman, along with Cade. Cade's going to be baptized in a moment as well, and Holly's going to give her profession of faith, and we'll do that in due course as long as I can keep everything straight. Then, we got the Bonhoff section here. So we have Sarah and Eric Bonhoff, and when did you guys get married? Last June. So, newly married, you guys too, right? Awesome. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to see most of you back up. The only one I'm not going to see back up here is Janice. So maybe we should just invite her to give the message someday or something. No, whatever. Anyways, welcome and bless you guys. It was really great to have you in the class as well. And make sure you get a chance to meet them, encourage them, welcome them here, and bless them as part of the body of Christ here at New Life Church. You can go back to your seat, stay close, because most of you will be coming back up. And Nathaniel and Carly, stay up here. All right. Yes. Okay. So, I got to keep this all figured out here. Okay, so we're also, can I have So we're going to dedicate Eve, and in dedication, parents bring their child before God, recognizing that God has given them this great gift. And Nathaniel and Carly have named this little one Eve Aaron Marie Nachtigall. Eve, you're familiar with the name Eve. It's from the Hebrew, first woman of the Bible, and it means life or breath. And Aaron is a Gaelic name, it's a great name actually, I named my oldest daughter that, and it means peace. And then Marie is French, of all things, but it, of course it comes from the English Mary, which is from the Hebrew Miriam. Problem is, we don't really know what it means. Because, you know, some people say it means bitter, but who wants that? And so I think people were dissatisfied with that, and they made up a definition, and so some people say it means wished for child, so let's go with that. So Eve Aaron Marie Nachtigall, and I want to bless you with a passage from Romans chapter 14, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God. Okay, so she's getting squirmy, so we better keep going here. So, Nathaniel and Carly, God has given you this precious gift, and in offering your child back to God, you declare that you love God with all your heart, that Jesus is the Savior of your life, and that you desire the Spirit to live in you. By the Spirit's power, do you promise these three things then? That you will instruct this child in word and in deed, and in the truth of God's word, and in the way of salvation through Jesus Christ. That you will pray for your child and your children, and teach them to pray. And that you will raise her and all your children in a church community that represents the body of Christ in this world so that she can learn to be a citizen of God's kingdom. What is your answer?
Yes, for you.
Awesome. All right. I will return your daughter. All right. Bless you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Okay. All right, so, you're content not to hear me at all? Wow. All right. Next is Holly. Holly, I invite you to come here. Holly's going to do her profession of faith, and then with Dan, they'll present their little one for baptism. Oh, Kay doesn't like that.
Talking into this one?
Yes, talking into that. I think it should pick you up well.
Can you guys hear me?
There we are.
Okay. Hi, my name is Holly Campman. I have lived in Abbotsford my entire life. I was raised in a Christian home and grew up attending New Life Church. Over the past few years, I often wondered what was my purpose in life. I have always had a solid belief in Christ, but it wasn't until I had my son that my faith became truly personal and real. God knew what I needed before I did, and blessed me with the most wonderful gift of becoming a mother. Being a parent has brought on feelings of fear and uncertainty. However, I know through Christ, I have the strength and empowerment of the Holy Spirit to help me succeed. I felt it was time to take a leap and share my experience of God's love with others. I want to continue to grow my faith and raise my family as part of the amazing community here at New Life Church. Thank you.
Awesome. Well done. Okay. So, I forgot this one already. All right. So, Holly, God has placed you on this earth for his glory and for his purposes, and he's established it through what Jesus Christ has done for you. And so I'm asking you these questions for your profession of faith and also for baptism of Cade. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God sent to redeem the world? Do you love him and trust him as the one who has saved you from sin? And do you, with repentance and joy, embrace him as the master of your life? Second, will you commit yourself to strengthening and deepening your relationship with God through worship, Bible reading, prayer, through serving God wherever he leads you? And third, do you accept the gracious promises of God sealed to you in your baptism and believe that those same promises are extended to your child? And so will you promise, fourth, in reliance on the Holy Spirit and with the help of the Christian community, to instruct your child by words and by example in the truth of God's word and in the way of salvation through Jesus Christ? What is your answer? Awesome. And Holly, I want to leave you with this message. I wrote it in your Bible too, from John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, Jesus says, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. God bless you. All right, and Dan and Cade, come on up. Okay, this is yours. Don't forget that later on. This is going to be yours as well. That's for Cade. All right, let's gather around here. So, Holly and Dan have named their son Cade John. Cade is from Caden, and it comes from, well, there's actually two things it comes from. It's Welsh, and it means a spirit of battle, so have fun with that. also, Caden is an Arabic name, and it means friend. So that's a lot softer, lovely. And John, of course, is the English form from the Hebrew name, which means the Lord is gracious. And so I want to leave, draw attention to a verse also from John 15, same chapter that I took a verse from for you, Holly, for Cade. John 15, verse 12 through 14. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's what Jesus has done for Cade. You are my friends, Jesus says, if you do what I command. So, let's baptize. I'm just going to put it here. All right. Here it comes. Cade John Campman, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Poor guy's thinking, I have a pool at home that's way bigger than that. All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys. All right. And then I want to invite Renee Dunewald. And while you get started, I'm gonna...
Good morning. My name is Renee Dunewald, formerly Baumhoff. I was born and raised in Abbotsford and was baptized as a baby at New Life and have attended here most of my life. I moved to Edmonton for a couple years to complete my schooling and moved back to Abbotsford last spring and married my husband Cyrus last summer. As a couple, we began coming to New Life and soon decided that this is the church we wanted to make our home and wanted to start getting more involved in. So we decided to attend New Life Connect with Nathan this spring. As I went through the new members class and thought about what my faith story looked like, I was and am constantly reminded of how faithful God has been in my life. I don't have a dramatic, redemptive faith story or anything like that, but instead a steadier, more straightforward walk. I first gave my life to Christ during Mexico missions trip with New Life when I was in high school. Brian Holland was speaking at camp, and I remember feeling very compelled to stand when he asked if there were any people who wanted to give their life to Christ that morning. So I did, and ever since that day in Mexico, I've considered myself a Christian who does their best to walk with God and live their life for him. I grew up in a pretty stable family, had very good friends, spent my time playing sports, and did my homework most of the time. A pretty typical Dutch Abbotsford Christian school kid. I never felt very challenged emotionally or really had to step out of my comfort zone into my high school years. This all changed when I decided to move to Edmonton for school for a few years ago, only knowing Eric and Sarah, and only had just met Cyrus. Edmonton was a time of feeling very vulnerable and homesick. Even after getting to know Cyrus, there were many times of feeling very insecure and lonely, never feeling a full sense of belonging. In these difficult times, one of the main ways I felt comfort was coming to God. I would often do this through long drives, listening to podcasts and worship music. In these times I felt low, God was faithful. He provided for me what I needed to persevere and continue my journey to successfully completing my diploma as a practical nurse. These couple years had some tough times, but it was in those times that I felt my trust and faith in God grow the most. Coming back to Abbotsford after moving away for a couple years has given me a fresh outlook on how I see my life here. Before I left, I wanted to branch out, get away from everyone who knew me and everyone I knew. I was very frustrated, feeling like I was not my own person and didn't feel like Abbotsford was my home. After moving away, not really knowing anyone, starting a new school, living with people I didn't really know, and jumping from church to church, I have come back with a much different perspective. I now feel that God has been and is faithful with the community and family he has blessed me with in Abbotsford and at New Life. Recently, I have noticed some of the kids who I taught at Kids Church several years ago participating in church. It's been cool to see them doing announcements in cadets or leading Kids Church themselves now on Sundays, and it is a rich feeling to know that I have had the opportunity to lead them at one point, and now they are becoming leaders. As I reflect on that idea and those memories, I begin to realize that I also see a lot of people older than me at New Life who have led me in Kids Church, GEMS, or youth, who are maybe thinking the same thing about me. It's a true testament of God's faithfulness to be in a church that has had such a significant impact on my life growing up, and to know that I have had an impact on other people's lives as well. Again, I feel as though my story is a testament of God's faithfulness, and I now look forward to see how God will use Cyrus and myself to further his kingdom at New Life and in the Fraser Valley. Thanks.
So, Renee, thank you for your testimony of God's faithfulness. He will remain faithful to you through every experience and through every avenue of your life. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God sent to redeem the world? And do you love him and trust him as the one who has saved you from sin? And do you, with repentance and joy, embrace him as the master of your life? Will you commit yourself to strengthening and deepening your relationship with God through worship, Bible reading, prayer, and through serving God wherever he leads you? And will you allow us as a church family to help you keep these commitments to Jesus and his church? What is your answer? Awesome. And so I chose a passage for you from Lamentations. Lamentations isn't a very exciting book, but there's an amazing gem right in the middle of it from Lamentations chapter 3. It says this: "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him." May you experience those fresh new mercies every morning. God bless you. Eric.
Good morning. My name is Eric Baumhoff, and I've attended New Life for pretty well my whole life. Growing up here meant that I had a great community to be raised up in. Lots of friends from Sunday school, youth, and currently young adults. Like many of my friends even now, I went to Abbotsford Christian School and was surrounded and supported by so many great people. However, even though I had a great Christian community around me, I always felt constricted. I started playing music when I got to high school, so naturally I joined the worship team at youth. From youth, I started playing bass during Sunday services and eventually became a leader. I loved being up there, learning new things, and being encouraged by the congregation, but I was putting on a face. I've always been heavily influenced by people, so anyone I talked to, I would be whatever I thought they wanted me to be. In church, I would pray with people and lead them in worship. At parties, I would get drunk with people, and at work, I would speak as though I'd never heard of church. When people asked me and my friends what school we went to, we would say we went to Abbey, hoping they'd assume we went to the public Abbey and not the Christian one. Neither of these lives seemed to suit me because I wouldn't be able to make everybody happy. I didn't know how to be comfortable doing both, so I could never choose one or the other. Moving on to university meant that I would finally get my act together. No more double life. But obviously, I hadn't learned anything yet. Worship teams to parties, it was all the same. The shame kept growing inside of me because I knew exactly what I was doing. Even friends at parties would tell me that the double life doesn't make sense. Choose one life or the other. And this has been my struggle for the last 8 years. I quit worship leading because I needed to focus on what my life needs to look like before I start leading people. After finally landing in Abbotsford after 4.5 years of school in Edmonton, getting married a little over a year ago, and becoming a part of the young adults group here at New Life, I finally have felt like this is starting to happen. I've always believed in God and knew that this was the direction that my life needed to go, but I was never really ready to give up my other life. But over the last year, I've noticed myself changing and being able to speak more clearly about my faith to my friends. I learn a ton from them all the time, and I always ask God to help them learn from me as well. I can't say that I've figured everything out about my faith, and I'm continually messing it up, but I have been extremely blessed by the community around me, my family, my friends, and New Life Church. And for that, I thank God. And I'll quickly end with a verse that encouraged me a lot this past week. It's Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ." Thank you.
Thanks, man. So, Eric, you've made a bold profession, and may you hear God speak words that he said to the Apostle Paul: "My grace is sufficient for you." And in that strength, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God sent to redeem the world? Do you love him, trust him as the one who has saved you from sin, and do you with repentance and joy embrace him as the master of your life? Will you commit yourself to strengthening and deepening your relationship with God through worship, Bible reading, prayer, through serving God wherever he leads you? And will you allow us as a church family to help you keep these commitments to Jesus and his church? What is your answer? Awesome. Eric, jotted down in here a verse for you from Hebrews chapter 4. It says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, Let's hold firmly to the faith that we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he didn't sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to invite all of those people back up in a moment, but I want you to stand a minute here, because we've asked a lot of questions of these individual people, but this is about community. This is about surrounding one another, building each other up, encouraging each other to press on. And so, mindful of that, I want to ask you, and then you can respond with, "We do." Members of New Life Church, do you promise to be that community of Christ that loves and that prays for these new members and for their children, thinking especially of those who've been dedicated and baptized? And do you promise to be a community that nurtures faith in Jesus for them and with them? What is your answer? God be praised. Okay, you can have a seat, and I'm going to invite those who've done profession of faith and dedication, baptism, to gather up here in kind of, spread yourself out, and then invite family and friends to gather around. So we're just going to make this a party. Probably most of you are going to end up here, and that'd be great. So, yep. And family and friends, come on up, surround them. And the rest of us just extend a hand of blessing upon them. Yeah. Glorious. Let's rejoice in the body of Christ and let's pray together. Father in heaven, we're just praising you for your goodness and your faithfulness, for the way that you call us to yourself, for the way that you invite us to know you and to live in you and to be strengthened and provided by you. So God, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Thank you so much, Father, for blessing these people who have given testimony of their faith. Thank you for blessing them with your grace and your power. Thank you for placing your spirit in them so that they could make this testimony. And so, Father, pray that you will bless them, encourage them, equip them in every good deed so that they can give honor and glory to you all the days of their life. God, we praise you for your goodness. We pray, God, for little Eve and for Cade, and we pray, God, that you will bless them and that you will draw them close to you, help them to know the love of Jesus, and may they follow Jesus all of the days of their life. We pray for their parents. We pray for blessing upon them. Give them wisdom and strength and faithfulness to parent their families well. And so, God, together with all of the family of God, we pray that your spirit will live in us, abide in us, so that we can encourage one another, build one another up in the faith, and ever experience your love. Father, we are completely dependent on your spirit. It's the very breath of our lives. And so we pray, come Holy Spirit, come upon us. Give us life, life forevermore in Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise. We give you thanks for your goodness and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Bless you. You can go back to your seat. Right. I'm going to invite the band to come on, and then we're going to respond with one last song. But I want to leave you with a passage of Scripture. It's a little bit longer, and this essentially is a sermon. But what better can you have than a sermon from the Apostle Paul himself? This is about community, what it means to be the church of Jesus Christ, what it means to be gathered up into Jesus, the one who gives us life. Listen to this passage. It's from Colossians chapter 3. It's all about what it means to be the body of Christ. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Jesus is the ruler. He's the ruler over the entire world. He's the ruler over every event of your life. He's the ruler over every ambition, every thought of your life. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds then on things above, not on earthly things, for you died. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. In God. Every one of the passages that I read as a testimony in response to people's testimonies this morning was about life in God, being in God. Abide in Him, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. That ought to excite us. Therefore, as God's chosen people, He's appointed you. He's thought about it and said, I want you to be mine. I want you to belong to me. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves. Put it on. This is your action. This is your commitment. Clothe yourselves with compassion. Clothe yourselves with kindness. Clothe yourselves with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. That's the fruit of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in you. Those are the clothes that you get to wear. Bear with each other. Forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Then, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Be thankful. You cannot live in peace if you are not thankful. So if your life is in turmoil, or if it's just turned upside down, or you're feeling uncomfortable, the place to begin is to look within yourself and say, I've got to be grateful to God for all that He has done for me, all that He has provided for me, all that He has blessed me with. And then let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. Even as you teach and admonish one another, as we heard today, the testimonies that you heard from Holly and Renee and Eric, those weren't just their stories. Hear them. Let that teach you. Let it build you up. Let it encourage you. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God, here it comes again,
with gratitude in your hearts. Thankfulness. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is the one who gives us life. Jesus is the one who renews our life. Jesus is the one who forgives. Jesus is the one who draws us together. Jesus is the one who places us into his body so that we can be his hands and his feet, and together as the community of Christ, each in our own ways, each in our own capacity, each in our own ambitions, each in our own work, each in our own actions, each in our own words, is a testimony to the power of Christ to draw us together into his body to proclaim God's glory in the world. And all God's people said, amen. Let's sing together. Why don't we stand? I'll send you off with a blessing, and then we'll close in song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face of love towards you and give you his peace. Amen.